Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these challenges, and today's Thursday, so we look today at applying to our lives what we've been looking at all week, which has to do with understanding good and bad spiritual influence in our lives. We've seen four main tests for kind of rooting out the negative spiritual influences in our lives, but I haven't said a lot of positive. But we're going to see today how Jesus fulfills all four tests. First of all, the attractiveness thing. We want to test, are we following somebody only because it's nicely packaged? And, you know, we know nothing about Jesus' appearance except one prophecy or prediction from hundreds of years before he lived that said he would not be physically attractive. People would not follow him just because he looked good, he looked like he had it together, but rather because of the substance of his teaching. One of the only things positive that his enemies could say about Jesus was that he taught as one with authority. That was a problem for them. They were used to hearing rabbis who just quoted people from the past and maybe brought it together in an original way. But Jesus spoke with originality. He just spoke as if he was the originator of all truth. And he spoke with an authority that scared people. That was what was attractive about Jesus, was the authority with which he spoke. Not the fact that he had a good, slick package or presentation. He didn't have a brand manager. He simply had the substance of his teaching. The second test Jesus needed to fulfill was the one of consistency. Was he acting in consistent ways with what he spoke? Let's just look at the Sermon on the Mount. He said, you know, pray to your Father in secret. Don't make a big show of it. We regularly see Jesus going off to be alone, praying in a garden, praying in the desert. He did that all the time. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said to turn the other cheek. And then we find at the moment he's being arrested to be killed, he tells one of his followers to put away his sword and allow Jesus to be arrested. Jesus also said in the Sermon on the Mount to love your enemies. When he was dying on a cross, executed for crimes that he never committed, he said, Father, forgive them. His words were also consistent with God's word through history. He said right in the Sermon on the Mount that he wasn't here to throw out God's law. Rather, he was here to be the fulfillment of God's law. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, we see him quoting the Old Testament. He's not throwing it away. In fact, he's building on it. So Jesus was clearly not here to contradict God's word through history. And Jesus' words were consistent with the results for his followers. He never promised his followers would all be millionaires, would all live in mansions and things like that. He promised a different kind of truth and a different kind of reality. He promised he'd bring about a kingdom far better, far greater than the ones we can build for ourselves here in this temporary life. As for the third test, Jesus was far from short-lived. People still continue to worship and follow Jesus today, thousands of years later. There's an eternal aspect to his teaching that applies to people even centuries and millennia later. Jesus' teaching continues to transform the lives of followers today, like myself, and I hope he's starting to transform your life as well. He's the reason that church communities exist around the world, bringing followers of Jesus together to learn and grow as one. It's the reason we're starting a new Christian community in Ajax, because Jesus is not dead, but he's alive, because his teaching wasn't short-lived and temporary, but it was eternal and powerful even today, as Jesus died and rose again and now reigns over the universe with his Father God. Well, finally, we can look at Jesus' motives in teaching what he did. Was there something in it for him? Well, the very fact that Jesus died on a cross, was executed, and allowed that to happen to himself, didn't fight it, but rather allowed himself to be executed by the state, tells us that there was clearly nothing in this for him. He was all about serving others, serving us, loving us to the death. How many human teachers have been so sacrificial, have been so generous in giving? Typically what they want to do is take and take and take, and they'll do anything to protect themselves. It's our human nature. There was something about Jesus that was different, and that's because he was God. Well, if you've scoured the bookshelves before looking for spiritual teachings that have ultimately proven to be unfruitful in your life, I'd urge you to look at Jesus. Read his words. See if there's an attractiveness to them that goes beyond superficiality. Try to follow them. See if they bear fruit in your life and if they're consistent with what Jesus said would happen. See if they're consistent with what God has always said and if there's an eternal, unchanging truth to what Jesus has said. And finally, see what Jesus' motives were. Try to learn and understand that he died for you, that he gave himself for you. Test Jesus' words and see if they can transform your life like they've transformed millions of others, including my own. Get to know his community, the church, like the church we're starting in Ajax, and see if these words bear fruit in real people's lives today, like Jesus promised. I have a challenge for you to try to put this into action in your life. Our challenge is to say, who's been a positive spiritual influence in your life? Share that with your group, but then go and find a way to spend more time together. Set up coffee with them, a phone call, or lunch. Now, who can you influence in the same way? And set up some time with them too. If you've never experienced the depth of Jesus' teaching in your life, you've been accepting less than the real deal, I'd urge you to look for the real thing today, in Jesus himself and in others, and pour the same into other people in your life too. Have a great time putting this into practice today, and I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.